from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One of the coolest moments of my life, golfing with him. Obviously, such a big fan of him growing up. Me and my brother. My brother got to caddy for me, too, so we get to spend some good time with him, asking some good questions. Didn't invite him to camp, but if he wants to come, he can come. We got Oak Hill right in the backyard. He can come play, you know, so we'll see.
I have not seen Tiger Woods here.
Can Tiger just show up at any golf course in the world and just play it without a tee time? Yes, right?
The answer to that is no, because there's a course locally that is run so terribly, you know it, that wouldn't let him.
Okay.
You can go ahead and DM me for that one if you want it. We'll just leave it there.
Yep. But he and Josh could just show up to Oak Hill, like no call ahead, and they just let him out?
Yeah.
100%, right?
Yes. Yeah, why not?
If Tiger Woods walked in like right now, I mean, it would be like... I don't know if there's a sports figure in the world that I would, like, melt more for.
Messi?
Not me personally. I mean, Messi is a bigger name globally, but here? Messi, who is in Miami right now playing, part of the reason that he said, and you can see that he has joined Miami, is he's just going to, like, the grocery store now. And, like, he couldn't go anywhere in Europe. Anywhere. Without 100 people surrounding him. So he might be here in America because he doesn't like that. If Messi walked by a training camp, how many people would approach him?
That's a great question.
He walks in right now. He's got a Bills jersey on. It's a Josh Allen jersey. Messi walks by. How many people will approach him? A few. Not everybody. He's not getting swarmed. Tiger's getting swarmed.
Yeah, that's probably right. Nate Tice, is that who has this piece? I want to ask you a question. No, immediately a text asking, are you talking about this golf course? No, not that one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Nate Tice, breakout candidates in the NFL. Every position in the league, he predicts a breakout player.
Okay.
One Buffalo Bills player appears on Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports. Who is his breakout candidate for the Buffalo Bills?
I'm going to guess that Dalton Kincaid is his breakout candidate.
It is not. His breakout tight end is Trey McBride.
Oh, okay. Trey McBride, who is going as the number two fantasy tight end in drafts right now. All right, his breakout is – I would love it if it was Christian Benford.
It is not Christian Benford.
Benford's got to get some respect.
Every time you do this, I'll give you the answer of who he said. The breakout at corner that he has – his corner, Derek Stingley Jr., Roger McCreary, and Kyler Gordon.
Oh, there's multiple names at some.
Sometimes.
Well, like that position, there's three starters.
That's
so that
right.
Makes sense.
That's right.
How many guesses is this going to take me to get? How about Terrell Bernard?
Yes.
There you go.
Terrell Bernard.
All right, at least took me three. I like that.
Is his breakout candidate for the Bills. What he writes is, you have the tall task of filling in for Tremaine Edmonds. He not only stepped up, he thrived. High IQ, speed, tackling. You know, the linebackers are lighter and faster. And the one thing Bernard did, he fits so well. It's funny. We think about how he made so many plays. He did it post Milano.
Yeah, he did.
Think about the plays that the Bills got from their linebackers, and Matt Milano was not on the field.
Right.
The two of them together, is it the best tandem in the league?
It is.
Maybe just from a playmaking standpoint, if they're both healthy?
It feels like it has the potential to be one of the best linebacker cores in football. Let me ask you this. Are they so good and so important that you think they would have won the Chiefs game if they played it?
That's a trick question.
Why?
Because the Bills have never stopped the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Right.
And the idea that they would have had they been healthy, I just don't know if I buy it.
Because it was the thing the Chiefs picked on
they
them
probably,
the most
I want to say yes. I want to say yes, they would have beaten the Chiefs because it's the weakest version of the Chiefs offense they've ever had.
Yes.
And if your defense was healthy,
well,
yes, I want to say they would have done it, but it's
I know they never stopped the Chiefs, but the Chiefs did not do that to anybody else in the playoffs. The Dolphins, like,
right.
They were okay. They were fine.
Right, the Chiefs were bad in the second half against the Ravens.
They scored 3 points from the second quarter on against Baltimore, and it's not like they were prolific in the Super Bowl. That took overtime, and how many points did they score? 22? 19? Maybe they had 19 going into at the end of regulation. Like, I can buy Right, it sounds crazy because the Chiefs have beat them in the playoffs these other times where they haven't been able to stop them. So it feels like the right trend. But I don't know. I think I could buy that if Bernard and Milano were healthy for that football game, they would have beat the Chiefs because Kansas City was not doing that to anybody. And those two are that good. Milano we know is that good. Bernard, we feel pretty secure even though it's only 1 year, right? Like there were he had 6.5 sacks. As a middle linebacker last year.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much should I credit him for that because, you know, those are blitzes and how many of them is he unblocked. But he should still get some credit, I think. The interceptions, he had 3 on the season. Some of those were in big moments. There was one against the Eagles that I remember was a big moment. Did he return one against the Raiders? Is that right also? He had 2 in the first 3 games. So you were getting splash plays from him. Yeah, I think Bernard is a good. I mean, he couldn't have done any better. For them trying to replace Tremaine Edmonds.
Want to guess around the league, other candidates, Nate Tice breakout candidates. Guess his receiver.
His receiver. Does Nico Collins count as a breakout anymore?
I think Nico Collins broke out last year, but he doesn't list Nico Collins.
How about breakout candidate Jackson Smith and Jigba?
No.
I like him for that this year, personally. What level of player are we talking about? A guy who's done nothing?
I wouldn't say a guy who's done nothing. He's
done a little?
Receiver, generally, I have a rule.
Jahan Dotson.
No. I have a rule of thumb when it comes to receivers. Everyone out there, if you're in my fantasy leagues, don't listen to this. But you do the same thing. If Matt Harmon says he's good, you should trade for him in fantasy and dynasty. And this is a guy who is absolutely going to break out this year.
Jaden Reed?
Drake London. Drake London is going to go from Desmond Ridder to Kirk Cousins. And if Kirk Cousins is healthy, Drake London's going to go nuts. The Falcons are going to be good. The Falcons are going to contend for a bye. Their defense is a mess, but their division is bad.
I think that's why I want to bet them for this.
Like, what do they go in their division? 5-1? 6-0?
Like how bad is their division? Their division should be bad, right? Tampa's fine.
Tampa's fine. Carolina.
Carolina's a joke.
The Saints.
Are the Saints bad or are the Saints just boring?
They're nothing.
that's what I mean.
There's nothing.
Are they undoubtedly the least interesting team in the NFL?
Probably.
But are they terrible?
They have Chris Olave. He's good. Yeah, they're terrible. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, Atlanta is appealing to me because of the bye part of it. If they have that weak a division and they could get a bye, and even if we arrive at the playoffs and we think, well, Atlanta, they had 13 wins, but do we really think they're better than San Francisco?
Right.
Do we really think they're better than Dallas?
They could be the one seed Titans.
And that would, to me though, in the NFC, you don't have Mahomes to play against. You don't have Burrow to play against. And you just got to win two home games to get to the Super Bowl?
No. What can I get odds right now in Atlanta winning the division, being a top two seed and losing their first game? That's what I would bet.
That's what you want?
That's what I would bet. Lose their first game. They would lose right away. Cousins in the playoffs. Like, right away. Play a good
Cousins
defense.
Cousins in the playoffs, I know. Yeah.
Anyway. Tyler Dunn in a moment. Sean McDermott, 9:15 here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.